In the first year of Tennessee Promise, the state's free community and technical college program, roughly 4 out of 5 students stayed on board for a second semester. As the state prepares for its next batch of college freshmen, the program is looking at how to retain more students once it recruits them. WPLN's Emily Siner has the story.
If you haven't submitted a college application yet, please make sure that that is something that you start working on.
Standing in the Sycamore High School cafeteria in Cheatham County, Ann Massa is giving the same spiel she gave last year. Deadlines for Tennessee Promise, what the high school graduates will need to do over the summer to stay eligible. Then there's something new.
So what is the ultimate goal of going to college, you guys? Why are you guys going to school?
A discussion about goal setting. Devin Bush, a senior at Sycamore, jots down a few lines on a worksheet.
Making time for a schedule and everything. Making sure I get my grades good and stuff.
This is a small change, but it reflects a shift that the state is making. Officials are thinking more about how to help students not only get to college, but also stay there. 78.1% of the first class of Tennessee Promise students at community colleges stayed on for a second semester. That's about the same retention rate as freshmen the previous year, before the program began. Emily House with the state's Higher Education Commission points out that's not a bad thing, given the fact that Tennessee Promise helped bring in thousands more freshmen than usual.
It's a very positive thing that the retention rate stayed the same. Like, in theory, it could have plummeted.
Still, Tennessee Promise officials want to make sure fewer students drop out of the program next year. Goal setting is one way. Another is changing how the state uses community volunteers or mentors.
Have you been getting my texts? Just making sure.
This is Emily Johnson's second year as a mentor in Cheatham County. Last year, she met with a handful of Tennessee Promise applicants before they went to college. This year, the mentors are expected to meet with students once before college and once during their first semester as freshmen. Johnson thinks that's a good idea.
It'll help keep interaction while they're, you know, starting school. So maybe that'll help keep that, motivation going.
Officials with the state agree. If students get more support while they're on campus, the retention rate is likely to follow. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.